Tony, switch it on, Tony.
It's not working.
Who queued that one up?
Me.
Hang on a minute. Hang on.
Tony McKenzie in the afternoon, 22 minutes to 5 now. It's Energy Gold and Hits from 87 combined this afternoon, all sponsored by the Dunleary Shopping Centre, which just happens to be Ireland's most fashionable shopping centre. And here comes Lionel Richie.
I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe.
So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, cause we seem to understand. Just remember,
you're the one thing
I can't get enough of.
So I'll tell you something.
This could be love,
because I had the time of my life. I never felt this way before. This I swear, it's a truth.
Heard about Aspect, the high fashion store for him and her. Aspect, in Georgia Square, Dunleary Shopping Centre. Now, the final word before the party begins, before the action takes off. Dress Aspect, dress style, radio style, matinique style, and more from Aspect, the fashion, Georgia Square, Dunleary Shopping Centre.
And now here's the world-renowned conductor, Herbert von Karajan, for Walton's Music Store.
A lot of people ask me, Herr von Karajan, where do you get all the fine instruments for making up the orchestras? Well, to tell you the truth, they used to give me a real pain in my podium. But then I discovered a Christmas club at Walton's Music Store in the Dunleary Shopping Centre. Walton's Christmas Club makes buying instruments as easy as do-re-mi, from a tin whistle to a piano. Even those nasty electric guitars, the Christmas Club at Walton's will help you get all the instruments you need. Go ask them about it. Walton's in the Dunleary Shopping Centre.
Greetings from Harry Burns Gardener's World, where the nurseries at Castle Park Road, Sandy Cove are open Sunday afternoons. You're invited to view poinsettias, azaleas, cyclamens and potmums, all grown with tender loving care at Gardener's World. They make lovely gifts. You'll find lots of houseplants and ready-planted baskets and bowls. A large range of terracotta pottery too. Whilst in the shop in Dunleary Centre, the exclusive silk and dry flower arrangements are well worth seeing. Harry Burns Gardener's World opens Sunday afternoon at the nursery, Castle Park Road, Sandy Cove and in Dunleary Shopping Centre.
It's an energy weekend on 103. Happy holiday.
Thank you.
Anita Baker, Same Old Love. Consistently brilliant music. This is Energy 103. It's coming up on 8 minutes to 5. Let's go back a little bit further with the Eurythmics.
Energy 103. Energy 103.
Corner, upstairs in Dunleary Shopping Centre, with its great variety of giftware for all the family. Choose from pottery, china and crystal, brass, silver and gold, jewellery, old and new. The welcome's friendly for the whole family at Collector's Corner. They'll box, wrap and gift card everything for you, free of charge. At Collector's Corner, on the top floor, Dunleary Shopping Centre. Collector's Corner, the gift shop for the whole family.
Ballycumber Farm Meats and Dunleary Shopping Centre look forward to seeing you this Christmas. Ballycumber, the name means quality, and that's what you'll get when you order your turkey and ham now. Quality, at the very keenest prices always. And a very personal service from Ballycumber Farm Meats, Dunleary Shopping Centre.
Dunleary Shopping Centre, lead the way.
Energy 103.
Independent Radio News at 5 o'clock with Lisa Moore. Good evening. Two young travellers are missing from their campsite in Swords, County Dublin. Six-year-old Martin Ward disappeared on Christmas Eve. He was wearing a brown coat and blue jeans. Lizzie Lawrence, aged 15, has been missing for 5 days and she disappeared from the same campsite. She was wearing a blue tracksuit. Gardaí have asked anyone with information to contact them at Swords Garda Station. Meanwhile, Gardaí are continuing the search for missing Dublin GP David McDonough. He was last seen 11 days ago when he boarded a Ryanair flight from Luton to Dublin around midnight on the 16th. His car was later found at the airport's International Hotel. Dr. McDonough is described as 5'7" with dark hair and a heavy moustache. He's from Fairhouse in Tala, and Gardaí have asked that anyone who may have travelled with him to contact them at Tala Gardaí station. The National Road Safety Association has asked people to redouble their efforts before the end of Christmas to try and ensure there are no drunken drivers on the roads who might cause injuries. Association representative Gabe Brocklesby has urged people to ensure that not only they, but those in their company, do not drive after having had more than two drinks. This Christmas, four people have died as a result of car accidents, and Gabe Brocklesby warned that the Christmas season was not yet over. A tug has been sent out from Penzance in England to try and salvage a Panamanian freighter adrift in the Atlantic, 500 miles off the coast of Ireland. The Island Queen's 14 crew were taken off by a Nice German trawler after the cargo of timber shifted and the ship developed a dangerous list. The rescue involved an RAF Nimrod from Scotland. The trawler Ludwig Wren used a powered rubber dinghy to transfer the crew who had been heading for Liverpool. An American sailor has died after a man threw two hand grenades into a club for American servicemen in Barcelona, Spain. Nine other U.S. soldiers were hurt in the attack. A hospital spokeswoman said 22-year-old Ronald Strong died from injuries he received despite two operations. A military spokesman in Washington said they did not know the attackers, but Spanish radio has said two Catalan groups claimed they had done it. At least 19 people, mostly civilians, were killed in a gun battle that followed a Tamil guerrilla ambush on police in Batticaloa, Sri Lanka. It's been alleged that Sri Lankan police, angered at the death of one of their own men in the attack, killed 12 civilians and set shops on fire. The battle erupted in the city's main market, and many of those who died were hit in the crossfire. After the shootout, Tamils launched another attack using small arms fire and mortars. Dublin's weather, mild and mainly dry this evening with scattered showers becoming more persistent overnight. Winds are strong and gusty and south to southwesterly in direction, with temperatures falling overnight to around 8 or 9 degrees Celsius. Independent Radio News at 3 minutes past 5.
Energy 103.
It's the perfect